Beautiful people, welcome back to yet another episode of the Ignite Your Purpose show, podcast, vlog, where yours truly talks longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of the mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, mind, body, soul trifecta, something I've deemed that's very necessary. If you don't have one, you ain't got none. And at its simplest form, people, we're trying to be better every day. I am the storyteller, so what I try and do is take experiences, things that come up in my day-to-day life, and I try and analyze, try and evaluate them, not for better or for worse, just trying to elevate myself. And then I try and, through my 10 years experience in the Soto Zen game and all the forms of studying that I do, try and learn from them and spit that knowledge back to you. So, on my day-to-day, you might know, I think I told you before, I was in the hospital, had some broken ribs. And while I was waiting, and this story is unique to me because I've had something similar happen to me where there was a lady who was on oxygen, told me this heart-wrenching story about how she wanted to tour the world and she didn't have her health anymore, and she passed away a couple days later. Absolutely broke my heart. This, similar but different. So I'm waiting in the wherever you wait, in the emergency room, in the waiting room. There we go. That's what it's called. And this sweet, sweet old lady, I don't know if she was in long-term care there. Super sweet. She was in one of those motorized wheelchairs. I don't know if she had the use of her legs or I'm not sure. She's just a sweet old lady, came up to me and she had like a patch on her throat. She had oxygen everywhere. And she came up and talked to me because there was only us and some other people in there, but she took a liking to me. And so we get to talking and she tells me that, you know, she's been in there for a long time, and she asked me about myself, and I was, you know, holding my stomach, and she asked me what was up. I told her I had some broken ribs. She told me about back in the day when that had happened to her and how painful it was and this, that, and the next. And we kind of got into, you know, talking about her youth and the good old days and how she wishes she could be where she was at. And we probably conversated for about 10, 15 minutes. Really sweet lady, tons of knowledge. And, you know, like I said, she has a, I don't know what it's called, maybe a tracheotomy, but she had a patch over there and she was talking through a thing. And then she tells me she's looking around and she doesn't see any of the nursing or the staff. And she says to me, "Do I smoke?" And I said, no, I don't. And she said, "Well, could you do me a favor? Can you take me outside?" She's like, "I want to sneak a smoke." And for me, without judging, but just seeing what I saw, the thing in her throat, the oxygen tank attached to her thing, I thought to myself, not knowing very much about anything, I thought, boy, I highly doubt this lady should be smoking. You know what I mean? And then this, I guess, is where the lesson for my day came in. You know, it's not my life. It's not my journey. It's not my lesson. It's not my anything. Who am I to judge? If this lady's at the end of her life and she still wants to have smokes, who am I to say yes or no? By the way, I did not take her out for a smoke because actually within the next couple seconds, the doctor came and needed to see me. But, you know, going back to just the thing, you know, how are you supposed to be of help? How are you supposed to be the bigger person, the one with more knowledge, when you and I aren't in their position? We are not in their shoes. And what's that saying? You know, you haven't walked a mile in my shoes. You don't know who the hell I am, right? And I hadn't walked a single, I knew that lady for 15 minutes, you know, told me some amazing stories. She had a hard life, came from the old country, an immigrant, you know, all these stories that we always hear. And you know what? She was at the end of the road. She wanted to smoke. I'm not her family. I don't have any power, any say. And who am I to put my belief system onto her? You know, is that one of the last few joys she has in her life? I don't know. But who am I to make these judgments and assessments to say, no, she shouldn't be, or yes, she should be, or why is she doing that? Or, you know, and it was just, again, speaking from experience, I sat there and she said to me at the, you know, when the doctor called me and she put her hand on my shoulder, she said, "Don't worry, I'll get out there. I'll have my smoke." And I walked in, and it kind of tears me up even now. Like, you know, for my judgment, I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? You're going to kill yourself. Like, that's so bad for you. You're already on, you have all these problems. What are you doing? But then the humanity in me said, like, who am I to take away her joy if that's her joy, you know? And I don't know if she's addicted. I don't know. I don't have any of the answers, right? But the humanity side of me, just my heart broke for her. But then again, that's just me putting myself in her situation, which is completely asinine because I'm running on different programs than she is. She is close to the end. So who am I to tell her anything about rah, 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 and health this and health that, when basically who the hell am I to say anything? You know what I mean? And it was a little bit heart-wrenching because I don't know why. I just was like, man, if that was my grandma, would I want her doing that? You know, and again, who am I to say shit? You know, nobody was in there supporting her. I don't know if she had family or not. I really don't know. But how can I sit here and judge and say you should or shouldn't when I don't have a clue what she's gone through or what she's going through even currently, you know? And it broke my heart a little bit walking in to talk to that doctor and just kind of, you know, glancing at her behind and seeing her kind of, you know, drive her little thing to find the next person that was going to just help her get through that threshold to light her smoke, you know? Crazy town. It is what it is, beautiful people. I hope somehow, you know, that can relate to you, that who are we to judge somebody else, man? We don't have a freaking clue, you know? We can want all we want, but we can lead that horse to water. We can't make it drink. It is that simple. That's all I do know in the end. And yeah, wanting better for somebody and them wanting better for themselves is two completely different things. You know, it's that simple. On that note, beautiful people, thank you as always. We will talk to you soon, which will be tomorrow, obviously. Ignite your purpose. Comment, share, love, like, all that jazz. You know what to do. We love you. Do your best. Forget the rest. Let's make this world a better place. And I am out.